KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 35, with winds northwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour before diminishing later this afternoon. Now, there is a wind advisory that's in effect until noon today for Cass and surrounding counties, including those off to the south and off the north as well. Winds will be gusting out of the northwest at 20, at times up to 50 miles per hour, and that'll blow around unsecured objects, some tree limbs, could be blown down and fall on power lines. Use extra caution if driving, especially a high-profile vehicle. And a wind chill advisory is in effect tonight from midnight until noon on Thursday for the listening area. Wind chills expected to be around 25 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A woman from Red Oak was arrested at around 3 a.m. today for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. 22-year-old Harley Renee Strutton was arrested in the 1200 block of North 3rd Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County say a man was arrested Tuesday for domestic abuse assault. Deputies were called to the 500 block of West Michigan Street in Lenox, ended up arresting 31-year-old Andrew Kerwin of Lenox. Kerwin was being held without bond at the Taylor County Jail, pending an initial court appearance. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a man was arrested on an assault charge Tuesday night in Villisca. Deputies responding at around 9 p.m. to the 100 block of West 6th Street in Villisca for an assault in progress. Arrested 38-year-old Douglas Ray Kirsch of Villisca on two counts of domestic abuse assault first offense and interference with official acts. Kirsch was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak Police and Villisca Fire and Rescue assisted sheriff's deputies at the scene. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds and the Office of the Chief Information Officer Tuesday announced the latest recipients of the Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grants Program. Funding of more than $210 million for new broadband infrastructure has been awarded to 160 applicants as part of the latest investment in expanding broadband across the state that was announced in October of 21. In our area, KC Mutual Telephone Company was awarded over $5.9 million in grants for fiber optic projects in Fontenelle, Baird, and Audubon. Coon Rapids Municipal Utilities was awarded over $584,000 for their broadband grant application. Coon Valley Cooperative Telephone Association Incorporated received more than $2.7 million in a grant for the rural Stewart area. The Cumberland Telephone Company received more than $2.4 million for the Cumberland NOFA 7 project. Manning Municipal Utilities received a grant amounting to over $144,000 for the rural Gray area. Also, METC, Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, received a total of $634,867 in grant funds for their broadband projects in Exira and rural Audubon, as well as expansion into the Avoca area. Midwest Data Center received a nearly $300,000 grant for the Fremont County Fiber Project. And Panora Communications Cooperative received more than $5.58 million for four Raccoon River Build projects. Complete award announcements can be found in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com through a link. Projects awarded under the grant category will bring more than $526 million worth of new broadband infrastructure investment to Iowa, serving over 39,000 homes, schools, and businesses. To date, the Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grant Program has awarded grant funding that will result in over $880 million in new broadband investment, reaching about 115,000 homes, schools, and businesses upon completion of the grant-funded projects. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda are fiscal year 2023 requests for funding from the Adair County Library Association, the Southern Iowa Trolley, Midwest Partnership, and Southern Iowa Council of Governments. The Adair County Board will also discuss and or act on a letter pertaining to wind turbine noise, the SICOG Housing Trust Fund, homestead and military disallowances. They're also expected to act on approving a treasurer clerk appointment and a resignation from the Condemnation Commission. County Auditor Mandy Berg will discuss a fiscal year 23 budget amendment with regard to ARPA funds, and the board will set the date for a public hearing on the amendment. The City Council in Atlantic will hold their regular biweekly meeting beginning at 5:30 this evening in their chambers at City Hall. On the agenda is an order to appoint Elaine Oddy to the vacant at-large council seat created by the election of Grace Garrett as mayor. Oddy will be brought before the council Wednesday to be confirmed if she is, and following the administration of the oath of office. In other business, the council is expecting to hear from SWPCO Community Development Director Alexis Fleener with regard to the submissions of applications for a downtown housing grant application from Paul Goody for 300 Chestnut Street and a Catalyst Building Remediation Program grant for Peter Hopley for property at 207 Chestnut Street. Fleener simply requests the council support the applications in writing so that they may be submitted to the Iowa Economic Development Authority. The council is expected tonight to pass a resolution approving the transfer of funds from one of the city's 65 separate funds for the second quarter of fiscal year 2021-22, which is a routine matter and, according to the city administrator, reconciles accurate cost accounting while creating transparency on what's being spent in each line item in the fund. And the Atlantic City Council will act on passing a resolution establishing the use of the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, special fund. Lund notes that legislation expressly prohibits the money from being used for the debt payments or tax relief of any kind. It can be used, though, for investments such as water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. The council's final order of business tonight is to approve the city's official newspaper for legal publications and the official bank for the city's checking account. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.